Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Words, my friends in Christ, taken from today's Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. No matter who you are, or what you do, or how high you think that you have risen in your society or in your profession, it always seems that your siblings, your brothers and sisters, somehow find a way of deflating your ego a little bit. Well, I have one sister, and that certainly happened to me with her a number of times. I was ordained to the priesthood in 1977, and at that point, since I was studying in Switzerland, I never had an opportunity to preach as a deacon. So the first time I would preach would be as a priest. So I had my first Mass in Milwaukee, and Bishop Dolan, as a young priest, preached at that. And then the following Sunday, I went down to a traditionalist mission in Sturtevant, Wisconsin, with my sister, where I was going to offer Mass and preach for the first time. So I spent a great deal of time trying to prepare my first sermon, an awful lot of time on it. I'd done some research, and I thought it was really pretty good. It was going to be really pretty good, and but I was nevertheless worried about it, in one sense, but I was really pumped up, as they'd say, to deliver this first sermon. So as I was about to go into the sacristy to get ready for Mass, I told my sister that, well, I'm really enthused about the sermon that I'm going to give for the first time. So what she did was she kissed me on the cheek, and then she yawned and said, "Just hit the high points, Tone," walked away. Now, I've thought of that from time to time when it comes to sermons, and with regard to a number of other things as well. Today's gospel breaks off very suddenly and very abruptly. The liturgy today is satisfied with the angel's greeting to Blessed Mother. And these few words express a profound realm of grace that came to Mary. The angel speaks positively, and we can, I suppose, translate what the angel says immediately. It's evident that saying Blessed Mother is free from original sin. But since God's grace is difficult to describe, and his kingdom on earth is difficult to describe as well, the angel points to three different things, essentially. And those briefly are this. First of all, full of grace, gratia plena, that Our Lady is to be, as it were, a vessel that is filled to the top with grace. The kingdom of God came to Blessed Mother in the fullest possible fashion. So that's the first point, full of grace. Secondly, Dominus tecum, the Lord is with thee. The Lord God is with the Blessed Virgin Mary. He dwells in her womb. And he is with the one with her and with those who have grace, both a wish and a gift that the angel brings to Blessed Mother. And with the grace of the sacraments, our Lord comes to us himself as well. So, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, and then benedicta tu in mulieribus. Blessed art thou amongst women. Only the kingdom of God elevates man, and grace alone gives us true nobility. What nobility, here in the case of the Blessed Virgin Mary, is hidden under poverty, under lowliness, under humility. So these are perfect points for the gospel for today and perfect points for the Advent season. Advent is a time of yearning expressed in the sacred liturgy, yearning for our salvation. And the beautiful procession we had at the High Mass last Sunday that came out in all of those marvelous hymns, the Advent hymns and hymns about the expectation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So Mary's holiness, God dwelling with Mary, and God offering grace that will bring us to his kingdom. Those are the key, the essential points today. Those are, as my sister would say, really the high points of today's gospel. And if we keep those in mind, we will worthily celebrate this particular feast and indeed the rest of the Advent season. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.